السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب زدنا علما ولا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. The khatira I would like to share with you tonight, this first night of our mukhayyam, of our retreat and khalwa together, is a story that Imam Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala relates in his Bahr al-Dumu', the Sea of Tears. It's a story that indeed one ought to read while in retreat by himself or by herself. So what I would like to ask us is alhamdulillah to try, though we are together in attempt to focus our qulub on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to disengage from all other things, and that any other thing that remains in our qulub hopefully will be via our attachment and our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to do that even as we are together, as you listen to the poor translation of the most eloquent and articulate and transparent and beautiful words of Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala. It's a very, very moving one. And well, before that story, let me just read the introduction of the concept he wants to convey, and then the story that he brings about to convey that, and I would leave it to you at the end as to what does this story teach us, teach you personally. So he begins by saying, Ikhwani, brothers, that is ancestors. As-safaru maktubun alayna. The journey is prescribed upon us. Fama lana natlubu al-iqamata fi darin laysat lana dar muqama. Then why do we request residency in a home that is not meant to be a home of residency for us? Safaru maktubun alayna. Fama lana natlubu al-iqamata fi darin laysat lana dar muqama. السنون منازل والشهور مراحل والأيام أميال والأنفاس خطوات. The years are the stations of this journey. The months are the travel portions. The days are the miles, and the breaths are the steps. وَالْمَعَاصِي قُطَّاعَ وَالْرِبْحُ الْجَنَّةِ وَالْخُسْرَانُ النَّارِ. The road bandits are the sins, the maasi, the road bandits are the maasi, the sins, disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the profit and the gain is Jannah, and the loss is Nar, is Jahannam, is Hell. Brothers and sisters, the journey is prescribed upon us. Why do we then seek to reside in a home that is never meant to be home of residency? In this journey, the years are the stations, the months are the travel portions, and the days are the miles, and our breaths are every step, and the bandits on the road are disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The gain is Jannah, and the loss is Jahannam. These are facts. We were born to die. We're born to undertake the journey, the ultimate journey. And then he says, قَالَ ابْنُ الْمُبَارَكِ, he says, said Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, رضي الله تعالى عنه, one of the great tabi'i scholars and practitioners of the deen, and zuhad, ascetics, and righteous, and awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جَمَعَ بَيْنَ الْعِلْمِ ilm al-zahir wa ilm al-batin. Rahimahullah ta'ala was a great faqih, a great muhaddith, and a great ascetic, and a great traveler and seeker of the home of the hereafter. He said, and this is, and bear with me, this is very, very, this is the story. قَدِمْتُ مَكَّةِ فَإِذَا النَّاسُ قَدْ قُحِطُوا مِنَ الْمَطَرِ. Said, I arrived in Mecca, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect Mecca and guard Mecca. Say ameen.
Ameen.
Allahumma ahrusha ya Rabb. قدمت مكة فإذا الناس قد قحطوا من المطر. When I arrived in Mecca, there was a drought. And people had no rain. وهم يستسقون في المسجد الحرام. And when I arrived, they were actually in prayer, seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rain. وكنت في الناس من جهة باب بني شيبة. And I was amongst the people not far from the gate of Bani Shayba. Those of you who know the gates of Al-Haram. Gate of Bani Shayba is supposed to be the gate from which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered when he entered Mecca and when he entered the Haram in his Hajjah. إذ أقبل غلام أسود. When a black boy, ghulam, young man, a boy, like a young man, came, arrived. عليه قطعة خيش, wearing two very modest and torn out clothes or garments or clothes, one of which was an izar, covering his lower body, and one of which covering his shoulders and his upper body. فَصَارَ فِي مَوْضِعٍ خَفِيٍ إِلَى جَانِبِي. Then he actually took a very hidden corner somewhere next to me, he noticed. And then I heard him. فَسَمِعْتُهُ يَقُولُ إِلَهِي إلهي أخلقت الوجوه كثرة الذنوب ومساوئ العيوب وقد منعتنا غيث السماوات لتؤدب الخليقة بذلك. Oh my God, the many sins of man and the defects and the ugliness of our faults, of the faults, have worn out the faces. The zunub, plentiful of zunub, and the ugliness of faults and of our deficiencies have worn out the faces. أخلقت بمعنى, they made them look old. وقد منعتنا غيث السماوات لتؤدب الخليقة بذلك. And you deprived us from the rain of the heavens in order to discipline your creation. And then he says, فَأَسْأَلُكَ يَا حَلِيمٌ يَا مَنْ لَا يَعْرِفُ عِبَادُهُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا الْجَمِيلِ اسْقِهِمُ السَّاعَةَ السَّاعَةَ. Thus, I ask of you, O most forbearing, O the one about whom his servants know nothing but beauty and generosity, please give them rain now, now. قال ابن المبارك فلم يزل يقول اسقيهم الساعة الساعة. Ibn Mubarak continues to relate, he continued to say اسقيهم الساعة الساعة, give them rain now, now, حتى انسد الجو بالغمام. Soon then, the air filled with clouds. وَأَقْبَلَتْ قَطَرَاتُ الرُّكَامِ تَعْطِلُكَ أَفْوَاهِ الْقِرَبِ. And then the drops of the clouds began to fall like water from the mouths of jars. وَجَلَسَ مَكَانَهُ يُسَبِّحُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى. And then he remained, Abdullah ibn Mubarak is relating, by that young black boy. And then he said, and he remained in his place in tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, as though nothing happened. Continue. And then he says, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, when I saw that, فَأَخَذْتُ فِي بُكَاءٍ, and I began to weep and weep. حتى قام. And then the young man who saw that then stood up and left. فاتبعته حتى عرفت موضعه. Then I followed him until I found out his dwelling. فجئت إلى الفضيل بن عياض. Many of you know also the great faqih and muhaddith and zahid and arif billah, Imam al-Haramain, al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah ta'ala, a contemporary of Ibn Mubarak and one of the, mashallah, elects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great alim and a great scholar, a great faqih indeed, and a knower of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, I went to Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad because he was the Imam of Al-Haram. فَقَالَ لِي مَا لِي أَرَاكَ كَئِبًا. When he saw me, he exclaimed, why do I see sorrow on your face? فَقُلْتُ لَهُ سُبِقْنَا أَوْ سَبَقَنَا إِلَيْهِ غَيْرُنَا. Someone else has raced ahead of us. فَوَلَّاهُ دُونَنَا فَوَلَّاهُ دُونَنَا. He gave him wilaya and not to us. قَالَ وَمَا ذَلِكَ. Then he inquired, what happened? فَقَصَصْتُ عَلَيْهِ الْقُصَّةِ. Then I told him the story. فَصَاحَ وَسَقَطَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then he wept and screamed and fell on the ground. As he fell on the ground, he said, وَيْحَكَ إِبْنَ الْمُبَارَكِ خُذْنِي إِلَيْهِ. Woe on you, Ibn al-Mubarak, take me to him. فَقُلْتُ قَدْ ضَاقَ الْوَقْتِ وَسَأَبْحَثُ عَنْ شَأْنِهِ. He says, the time is short, I will inquire more about his matter. فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنَ الْغَدِ صَلَّيْتُ الْغَدَاءِ وَخَرَجْتُ أُرِيدُ الْمَوْضِعِ. The next day, after I performed the salah of either the morning, it means in this case, or the salah of the duha, salah, I left my destination, the abode of the young man. And when I arrived, فَإِذَا بِشَيْخٍ عَلَى بَابٍ وَقَدْ بُصِطَ لَهُ وَهُوَ جَالِسٍ. And then was an elderly person sitting at the door, and some things were on the floor for him to sit on, carpets apparently indicating that he was a man of some status. فَلَمَّا رَآنِي عَرَفَنِي. Then when he saw me, he knew me. وَقَالَ مَرْحَبًا بِكَ يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Welcome, O Abu Abd al-Rahman. مَا حَاجَتُكَ. What do you need? فَقُلْتُ احْتَجْتُ إِلَى غُلَامٍ. He said, I need a servant. فَقَالَ نَعَمْ عِنْدِي عِدَّةِ اِخْتَرْ أَيُّهُمْ شِئْتْ. Yes, I have many. Choose whomever you desire. فَصَاح يَا غُلَامٍ. And then he yelled, O young man or servant, come out. فَخَرَجَ غُلَامٌ جَلْدٌ. Then came out a very strong, muscled young man. فَقَالَ هَذَا مَحْمُودُ الْعَاقِبَةِ. مَحْمُودُ الْعَاقِبَةِ. This one, inshaAllah ta'ala, has a destiny or an end that is mahmuda, that is liked and praiseworthy. أرضاه لك. I'm satisfied and pleased that you take him as your servant. فقلت ليس هذا حاجتي. I said, no, this is not what I need. فما زال يخرج واحدا بعد واحد حتى أخرج إلي الغلام. Then he continued to call one after the other and one after the other, and of course he was saying, no, this is not what I need, until finally that young boy, that young man, was called out. فَلَمَّا أَبْصَرْتُهُ بَدَرَتْ عَيْنَايَ بِالدُّمُوعِ. Then when I saw him, my eyes raced into tears. فَقَالَ. The owner said, this one? هذا؟ فقلت نعم. I said yes. فقال ليس لي إلى بيعه سبيل. There is no way I am going to sell him. I said why. قلت ولما. قال قد تبركت بموضعه في هذا الدار. He said he has been a blessing for me in this house. وذلك أنه لم تصبني مصيبة ولا رزية منذ دخل عني في هذه الدار. He said, since the day he arrived in this house, never a calamity or an ordeal befell this house. Since then, because of that, I cannot let him go. فقلت له ومن أين طعامه؟ How is he fed? فقال يكسب من فتل الشريط نصف دانق أو أقل أو أكثر فهو قوته إن باعه في يومه وإلا طوى ذلك اليوم. He said, you know, the material you make ropes with, what do you call that? Some material,
yeah.
Straw, some dry straw, and he says he takes those and he makes ropes out of those. And then he sells each rope for half a daniq. In those days, you have the dinar and the dirham, and the daniq is less than a dirham. For half a daniq, or even less, or sometimes more. If he sells it that day, he buys food to eat. If he doesn't sell it, he doesn't eat at all from the hand of anyone. وأخبرني الغلمان عنه أنه لا ينام في هذا الليل الطويل ولا يختلط بأحد منهم مهتم بنفسه وقد أحبه قلبي. He says, and the other servants have told me that he sleeps almost no time at night. He rarely or if at all sleeps at night. And he doesn't mingle with any one of them, concerned with his own nafs. And then he said, that is the owner said, and somehow my heart loves him. And then Abdullah ibn Mubarak, wanting to put pressure on the Shaykh, he said, فَقُلْتَ لَوْ أَنْصَرِفُ إِلَى الْفُضَيْلِ بْنِ عِيَاضِ وَسُفْيَانِ الثَّوْرِ بِغَيْرِ قَضَاءِ حَاجَةِ. Those of you who know these names. He says, you want me to go back to al-Fudayl ibn Iyad and to Sufyan al-Thawri without having achieved my goal and attained my need? And I insisted. And then the Shaykh said, مَمْشَاكَ عِنْدِي كَبِيرٌ. Indeed, the fact that you have come to me yourself is awesome, is a great honor to me. خُذْهُ بِمَا شِدْ. Take him with however much you decide. قَالَ فَاشْتَرَيْتُ. Then I sold, I bought him, and I took him with me. And we were walking back towards the house of Al-Fudayl ibn Iyadh. فَمَشَيْتُ سَاعَةً فَقَالَ لِي. Then after a while of walking, then he addressed me and said, يَا مَوْلَايِ. O Lord. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ. Then I replied, لَبَّيْك. You know, the word لَبَّيْك is the response of the servant to the master, to the Lord, the son and the daughter to the parent. MashaAllah, those who hold their parents in reverence in our old traditional ways of respect that have faded nowadays. And we have only الرَّسْم بَاقِي. So he said, لبيك. In other words, here I come to you. So we say, لبيك اللهم لبيك. Here I respond to your call. Here I come back. I come to your call, Ya Allah. And then he said to me, لا تقل لبيك. Don't say لبيك. فإن العبد أولى بأن يلبي من المولى. Look at the lesson he's... I'm not going to say anything. Then he said to him, verily the abd, the servant, the abd, the slave, the abd, is the one who ought to respond in talbiya to the master. Then I told him, he said, ما حاجتك يا حبيبي. What can I do for you, O my beloved? Because they knew now who what this person is. And now al-qalbu ahabb al-qalb. No, I'm not going to say anything. I want you to reflect on every detail of this story. ما حاجتك يا حبيبي? What do you need, O my beloved? قال, and then he said to me, أنا ضعيف البدن, لا أطيق الخدمة. I have a weak body. I cannot be of use in your service. I cannot serve you well. وقد كان لك في غير ساعة. You could have chosen someone else who could serve you better than me. قد أخرج لك من هو أجلد مني وأثبت. He, the owner, took out for you, called out for you, others who were mightier than me, stronger than me, and sturdier and steadier than me. فقلت له, then I said, لا يراني الله تعالى استخدمك. لا أراني الله, لا يراني الله سبحانه وتعالى استخدمك. استغفر الله, in other words, may Allah never see me use you. ولا كان اشترائي لك إلا أن أنزلك منزلة الأولاد. My having purchased you was with the intent to hold you as dear as my own children. لأزوجك, and that I get you married. وأخدمك أنا بنفسي, and that I would serve you. قال فبكى. He wept. Then I told him, why do you weep? He wept. The young boy, the young man, the young black man wept when he heard those words. Ibn al-Mubarak inquired, why do you cry? يرحمك الله. قال لي, he then told me, أنت لن تفعل هذا إلا وقد رأيت بعض متصلاتي بالله وإلا فلما أخذتني من بين أولئك الغلمان. He said to me, you have not done this without having seen something of my attachments to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, why would you choose me out of all the servants? فقلت له, I told him, ليس بك حاجة إلا هذا. You have no other concern except this one. فقال لي, he replied to me, inquiring, سألتك بالله إلا أخبرتني. I implore you by Allah to tell me, why did you pick me? You must have seen something. Look why he's insisting. Why? فقلت له بإجابة دعوتك. Then he spoke to him the truth. By the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to your dua. That's why all of this. فقال لي, إني أحسبك إن شاء الله رجلا صالحا. إن لله عز وجل خيرة من خلقه. لا يكشف شأنهم إلا لمن أحب من عباده. ولا يظهر عليهم إلا من ارتضى. I believe inshallah, he told Ibn al-Mubarak, I believe inshallah that you are a righteous man. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some elect of his creatures, whose secrets he does not divulge except to those whom he loves, of his servants. And he would not expose them and their secret except to those with whom he is pleased and satisfied. And then he told me, ثُمَّ قَالَ لِي تَرَى أَن تَقِفَ عَلَيَّ قَلِيلًا فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ بَقِيَ عَلَيَّ رَكَعَاتٌ مِنَ الْبَارِحَةِ. Then he told me, would you mind please wait a short while here? For there are some rak'at of nawafil, extra salah, from last night I have not finished. قُلْتُ لَهُ هَذَا مَنْزِلُ الْفُضَيْلِ. And then I answered him, there is, we've almost arrived to the house, to the home of Al-Fudayl. And in other words, you can do the salah there. قَالَ لَا هَاهُنَا. He said, no, here. أُحِبُّ هُنَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ. Here is much more beloved to me. إِنَّ أَمْرَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَا يُؤَخَّرُ. The command of Allah cannot be delayed. The command of Allah, the order of Allah, cannot be delayed. So right there he entered the masjid. فَمَا زَالَ يُصَلِّي حَتَّى أَتَى عَلَى مَا أَرَادَ. And he performed salah and salah and salah until he attained what he desired. فالتفت إلي وقال. Then he turned towards me and said, يا أبا عبد الرحمن هل لك من حاجة. Then he turned to me and said, O Abu Abd al-Rahman, do you need anything? Then I inquired, ولما, why? قال لأني أريد الانصراف. Because I desire to leave. I said, where? إلى أين? He said, إلى الآخرة. To the hereafter. قلت please, don't. لا تفعل. دعني أنتفع بك. Please, remain. Let me benefit from you. فقال لي. Then he replied to me. إنما كانت تطيب الحياة حيث كانت المعاملة بيني وبينه تعالى. فأما إذ اطلعت عليها أنت سيطلع عليها غيرك فلا حاجة لي في ذلك. He said, verily life was sweet when the dealing was between me and him alone. Now that you have known, someone else will know. And then I don't need that. And I don't want that. ثم خر على وجهه وجعل يقول إلهي اقبضني الساعة الساعة. Then he fell onto his face in sujood and said, Oh God, إلهي, take me now, now. فدنوت منه فإذا هو قد مات. I approached him and he had died. فوالله ما ذكرته قط إلا طال حزني وصغرت الدنيا في عيني وحقرت عملي. رحمة الله عليه، رحمه الله ورحمنا به. He says, by Allah, whenever I remember him, my sorrow extends, and all the world becomes so small in my eyes, and I belittle all my deeds. May Allah grant him rahmah and grant us rahmah by him. Call Adhan, please. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه أبدا فرمدا حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه وجزيل نعمائه وسمو أسمائه وصفاته سبحانه وتعالى، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الصالحين الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا برحمتك منهم، آمين. This quest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our ubudiyya of him subhanahu wa ta'ala has many essential arkan, many essential elements without which that ubudiyya cannot be completed. In other words, without which the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be completed. And one of those most fundamental of essential elements for this journey is dua. Ad-du'a. 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 Prayer. Supplication. Invocation. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. In this ayah, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates dua or the absence of dua
to being, to showing arrogance and vanity in one's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that it is a state of kufr to deny the state of need of the abd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore the ibadah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. That is, in the context of this ayah, those who do not call upon me, those who are not in dua of me, يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. And thus, he relates the kibr, وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, arrogance in one's relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the absence of dua. And he commands his ibad to be in dua of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَان. And one, or if my servants ask you about me, I am verily near. I respond to the call and to the prayer of those who call upon me, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ayat of the Quran are too numerous to enlist in this short time, that emphasize the primacy of dua in the process of ibadah, in the journey of ubudiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more one is in dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally, the more one is showing his faqa, his need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or her need, and therefore showing his or her ubudiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua is one of the most defining characteristics of the relationship between the abid and the ma'bud, between the worshipper and the worshipped, between the creator and the creature. Thus Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, is related to have said in an authentic hadith, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. That other hadith, الدُّعَاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ, that's a hadith the authenticity of which is debated by the ulama. However, الدُّعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ is an authentic hadith, and the meaning is almost the same anyways. Dua is, there is an emphasis, هنا صيغة التوكيد, there is an emphasis with the addition of هو. الدعاء هو العبادة. دعاء is indeed the عبادة. And without that دعاء, in a sense, the person and the عابد would subhanAllah know and feel the disconnection between him or her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one spends some time without dua, even a day at some point by some, and by some even for a few hours, then subhanAllah, the abd feels the impact, the heavy burden, the wahsha that results, the heaviness that results, and the restlessness and the lack of anchorage, subhanAllah, that one feels in his or her daily life, sometimes not knowing that that's the reason. But that's after further investigation and look into one's life and what was missing, that anchorage through dua of one's qalb with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah, indeed. And thus they said, rahimahumullah ta'ala, الدعاء سلم المذنبين. دعاء is the ladder of the sinners. And who is not a sinner? الدعاء سلم المذنبين. You want to ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ladder, in inverted commas, the duha. لذلك قالوا أيضا لسان المذنبين دموعهم. لسان المذنبين دموعهم. the tongue of the sinners is there, or are there tears, because when they turn into towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, and when the dua is sincere and earnest, it is oftentimes accompanied by the flooding of the eyes with tears when it is sincere. And the dua is always conditioned, my dear brothers and sisters, this most essential ibadah, this most beautiful ladder to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rope to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of its most essential conditions is huzur al-qalb. That one in his or her dua is not simply screaming aloud and requesting something with his or her tongue, and the mind and the qalb are absent from the essence of that dua and present somewhere else, away from the focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is related to have said, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijaba wa alamu anna Allah la yastajibu du'a aqalbin ghafil." وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دُعَاءَ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ. Invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while being in certainty that He hears and He responds. In other words, don't test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, does He hear me? Does He know that I call? والعياذ بالله, which is in a sense a doubt in his existence, which is a doubt in his sifat, in his divine attributes subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person does not speak that, but sometimes there is والعياذ بالله عفان الله وإياكم, there is that lack of certainty, there is that doubt, and there is a hesitation. And especially when some of us argue, well, I have been asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He never responded anyways. And that begins actually gradually, and that's وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ شَرْ. That begins gradually to build up into doubt and then into kufr. So said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and know that Allah, the meaning of the text, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not respond to the dua of a qalb that is absent. That I raise my hands if I do in dua, yet it's just a text that I recite, the meaning of which I'm not even aware of, and the presence neither of my mind nor of my qalb is there. And that says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah la yastajibu du'a'a qalbin ghafil. And of the most also essential conditions, and there are few of them, for alhamdulillah, the du'a to be mustajab, to be heard and granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is aydan al-ridha bil-qada. And yad'uwa al-insanu ويكون في حال وفي صفة يرضى بها بقضاء الله سبحانه وتعالى. The person in dua should be in a state of rida with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. That is, the person is pleased and accepting of whatever Allah سبحانه وتعالى will do to him or her, granting or not granting, whatever happens to the person. As long as he or she calls upon Allah in ways that are not haram, that are not aggressive, that are not transgressive. As long as that does that. And then should be, alhamdulillah, for whatever Allah gives me or doesn't give me. And not in a sense, again, in a state, because that would be a lack of
yaqeen, lack of certainty. And rida is the result of yaqeen, certainly. And rida builds yaqeen, and our degrees of yaqeen are sometimes, yani la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's another condition, my dear brothers and sisters, among the many other conditions, for example, that you know of, in that a person is struggling, alhamdulillah, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and desires and wants and wills to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is not foolishly and freely indulging in ma'asi, in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in consuming haram and wearing haram or makruh or even yani doubtful things. One of the most essential conditions for the dua to be mustajab is something, one lives by halal. One lives by that which is halal, not that which is haram or that which is doubtful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and protect us. I remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرَ. That's رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرَ لَوَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهِ. But that's a different hadith. The other hadith that in which he tells us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that here is this man in the desert, traveling in truly in need, and dusty and poor and so on, and turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, Ya Allah, give me and give me and give me. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ مَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِّيَ مِنْ حَرَامٌ and so on. أنا يستجاب له. Yet his provisions of eating and drinking and clothing and so on are of haram. How then does he or she want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond positively to his or her dua? Even though in need, because the person in need truly, to be in need is one of the most effective ahwal in which the person is for his or her dua to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُسَمَّى ذَلِكَ دُعَاءُ الْحَالِ. Dua'u al-hal is the most probable dua to be granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when the abd is truly in a state of dire need. Yet this person in dire need, however, who continues to indulge in haram deliberately ila ذلك, and then when in need, in such a condition, he or she expects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respond. طبعاً والله على كل شيء قدير وفعل ما يشاء. لكن the rule is أن يستجاب له. أن يستجاب له. So the dua of the hal, when one is truly in dire need, and alhamdulillah, يجتهدوا ما استطاع في طاعة الله عز وجل, and that he or she exerts himself or herself most sincerely in however means and ways they can to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when they are in dire need, that is the indicator, inshaAllah, under, again, regular circumstances, and I shall say in a moment why, that his or her dua will be heard and will be granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But many times we either are not really in dire need, but we think we are, because we have not gone to the limits, we don't have sabr, we have been pampered for too long, we have been used to easy styles of life, and when there is something else that is missing, it's like the world has crumbled, and we think it is dire need. So we think it is dire need, but it is not dire need sometimes. And number two, if it were dire need, how are we in our daily relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we truly in ijtihad in the ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we completely indifferent to our obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is related, scholars rahimahullah ta'ala relate, such as الإمام القشيري and many others, that الإمام الجنيد رحمه الله تعالى, one day he was with his companions in a majlis, and a woman came
And she said, "Ya Sheikh, please help me and pray for me that my son returns to me because he is missing." Then he told her, "Izhabi wasbiri. Go back and be in sabr." So she returned and she came back another time. And she says the same thing. Then he says to her again, "Izhabi wasbiri. Go back and be in sabr." And a third time, then he responded the same thing. And many times, and he responded the same thing. And she returns. One day she returns and says again, "Ya Sayyidi, Ya Sheikh, Udu Allah li, that my son returns to me." So he said to her, "Idhabi fasbiri," again, "go back and show sabr." And then she said, "Ila sabri. Ila sabri wa lam yabqa minhu. My sabr, Ya Sayyidi, is exhausted. There is no more left." Then he told her, radiallahu ta'ala, وَكَانَ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He told her, "إِذَا كَانَ كَمَا قُلْتِ فَارْجِعِي فَإِنَّ ابْنَكِ قَدْ رَجَعَ." فذهبت فوجدت ابنها قد رجع. ثم عادت إلى الإمام الجنيد رحمه الله تعالى تشكر له ذلك. So when she came back the second time, and the last time, I'm sorry, and he responded to her in the same way, and then she responded that, "Ya Sayyidi, there is no more sabr." And then he told her, "If it is as you said, then go, your son has returned." So she goes, she's sadiqa, she trusts, she's not like one, many of us who went to school too long. So she goes back and she finds that her son returned. She came back elated, being showing gratefulness and gratitude and thankfulness to Imam al-Junayd rahimahullah ta'ala. And then his companions asked him, "Ya Shaykh, how did you know?" He said, "Allah said, 'Amman yujibu al-muzhtarra idha da'a wa yakshifu al-su'." Didn't Allah say, look at the yaqeen, his yaqeen also. Didn't Allah say, it's not like now we, many of us, Allah said, but however, etc. He said, didn't Allah say, who besides Allah responds to the call of the one in utter need, and the one who removes afflictions and harm? So she was muftarra, she reached, if he says to her, if you really have reached that state, and he knew from what Allah gave him, she was sadiqa, she was truthful. Go back, your son has returned. Why? Because Allah said, "أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى." هَذَا هُوَ دُعَاءُ الْحَالِ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ. This is the dua of the hal. Your hal, not your tongue. Your very being is truly expressive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of your need. And it is truly so when one is in true اضطرار. Subhanallah. Well, some of them have said, and it is truly so, that لأن أحرم الدعاء أشد علي من أن أحرم الإجابة. لأن أحرم الدعاء أشد علي من أن أحرم الإجابة. That I would be deprived of remembering to be in dua is more terrifying to me than not getting what I asked for. Because in a sense, rahimahumullah ta'ala, as they teach us, to be in dua by a mu'min is an idhn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is an idhn from Allah, alhamdulillah, is an idhn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is a permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in his dua, to be in his ibadah. And when we forget to be in dua and when we're not in dua, it is because we don't deserve to be in dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why they say that I am deprived of being in dua is most terrifying to me. Is more burdensome and heavier on me, worse on me as a concern than to have what I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. لذلك قالوا الإذن في الدعاء أفضل من العطاء. الإذن في الدعاء أفضل من العطاء. That one, alhamdulillah, is given the izn by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in dua is better than the state of receiving what one asks for. Because on one hand, what is it? The person is showing ubudiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we are requested and required to show. But we're not required to have what we ask for. Because it's beyond our control. So if we miss to establish that which we are required to have in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's dangerous. Because that's the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the haqq, that's the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it? It is. But to get what we have is the haqq of the nafs, not the haqq of the nafs even. To get what we desire is the desire of the nafs. To be in dua is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa shattana bayna al-fariqayn. And what a difference in status between the two. Also because they knew, rahimahullah ta'ala, that, well, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to our call. But you know, sometimes he responds to our call and the very thing that we asked him is a punishment. We insist on asking for something. We insist on asking for something when it is not haqq Allah, when it is not anything to do with the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something of the world which is legitimate even, and halal, etc. But Allah knows the awaqib. Allah knows the future, the ultimate end. And then we insist and we ask Allah. Sometimes we would be in a state of really, we feel in dire need. We feel in dire need. We, Ya Allah, please give it to me. And he delays and he delays and I insist and I insist and I insist. And he gives it to me. And it is well established. Many, many instances. It would be, alhamdulillah, it would be calamitous. It would turn into an ordeal, into a musiba, into pain, into bitterness. Into distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's another reason. أَنَّنِي لَا أَحْمِلُ هَمَّ الْإِجَابَةِ وَلَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ أَحْمِلَ هَمَّ الْإِجَابَةِ بَلْ يَنْبَغِي أَنْ أَحْمِلَ هَمَّ الدُّعَاءِ كما صح في معنى ما جاء عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه. So my concern then is to be not to receive what I desire. But my concern would be that I continue to be in dua. Whether I receive or I don't, and if I don't, I should not insist. Don't insist on anything halal of dunya. Please, do not insist on anything halal, I say, of dunya. Insist only on matters that will bring us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of ibadah and of ta'ah and of qurb min Allah azza wa jal. Anything else would turn into shu'um, would and could turn into shu'um. And sometimes shu'umu du'a'ina nu'azzabu bihi fi dunya. The very omen of our dua will turn against us in this dunya. And so they would not be concerned with the ijaba, they would be concerned that they are missing dua. That's another reason. So when we are given, it doesn't mean because Allah loves us. Yes, when we are given, it doesn't mean that Allah loves us. When we ask and ask and Allah gives us, it doesn't mean that Allah loves us. Allah gives to the kafir through dua, and to the mu'min through dua. And Allah teaches that in Surah Al-Fajr. That's what He tells us. And the meaning of that is there. And when He doesn't give us, it doesn't necessarily mean that He doesn't love us. And that's why the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continues. يَسْتَطْرِحُ lays down, figuratively speaking, with his qalb at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuing so. That state itself is qurb min Allah azza wa jal. That state itself is qurb from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact, or the question also that has been asked sometimes by our teachers, rahmahullah ta'ala, and our sadat, awliyaullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is they, in relationship to what we are establishing here, they even ask the question, which is better to continue in dua without being given, or to be given after dua? And they say generally is to continue to be in dua without being given. And look at this beautiful way they show that. These people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose qulub He illuminated. Then they have said, rahmahullah ta'ala, that dua يستوجب الحضور والعطاء يستوجب الانصراف. أليس كذلك؟ لا إله إلا الله. الدعاء يستوجب الحضور والعطاء يستوجب الانصراف والانصراف بالثواب وبالمراد أو عفوا غير ذلك. المقام عند الباب أتم من الانصراف بالثواب. Look at that beautiful thing. Imagine yourself, وتعالى الله عن الأشباه, may Allah be exalted from analogies. You're a beggar and you go to the door of this rich, kind person and you beg. And you stand at the door and you wait and you stand and you knock and they don't open and you continue. And then he opens the door and he gives you what you want. After that, what do?
You go leave.
You leave.
More begging.
You leave. Now imagine, this is a parable. Which of the two states is better?
to keep on standing at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to take what you want and you leave. Because once you're given, you leave. Because that's what you wanted. الدُّعَاء يَسْتَوْجِبُ الْحُضُورِ. Dua implies حضور, presence of the qalb at the gate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and presence. Once we're given, it implies and necessitates that we leave. And that's why the qalb of the abd, subhanAllah, you know that. The qalb of the abd in dua, when you don't have, especially if your dua, is not about matters of dunya. What you feel inside, only later you realize that. What you feel inside, in relationship to when you have gotten what you wanted, is like, relaxed after that. That which was holding you at the door, and you feel something different, really, subhanAllah, is no more there. And then sometimes you feel a wahsha, an emptiness. Now you leave. And thus they say, rahimahullah ta'ala, and there are some texts, it seems that ascertain this, that when, sometimes, when Allah has hubb for abd, He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give him or her what he wants, what she wants. So that he or she continues to be in dua, standing at the door, and Allah loves to hear him or her. So it is said that in some asar, that Allah Azza wa Jal, when abd is in dua and insists and continues, and Allah has hub for that abd, He says to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, akhir da'wat abdi, fa inni uhibbu an asma'a sawta. Oh Jibreel, delay. And everything is with qada'illah wa qadarih. Delay the reward of my abd, for I love to hear his lamentation, his invocation, his dua. And sometimes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yabghadu al-abd, and the abd is insisting dua, says to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, grant this abd what she wants or he wants. I detest to hear his voice. Subhanallah. هذا مقام طبعا مقام الأولياء. To get to that point is, mashallah, especially naturally. الدعاء يستوجب الحضور والعطاء يستوجب الانصراف. And thus, those ibad who have tasted some of what it means to be حاضر القلب مع الله عز وجل, many of them earnestly their دعاء, they just have to continue in دعاء. And thus, most of the time, their dua has nothing to do with حضوظ النفس. Legitimate حضوظ النفس. Nothing to do with the shares, legitimate shares of nafs, of wealth or health or status or marriage or all legitimate. I'm talking at that level. Alhamdulillah, and the journey is a way. يستحيون من الله أن يفعلوا ذلك. Remember, I think, was it last year, 2 years ago, that the story of the little daughter, of those two saintly husband and wife. Who were they? Remember their names? Rabi'a al-Shamiya and Yahya Ahmed ibn Abi al-Hawari, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, two saintly persons, waliyani min awliya'illahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, the husband and his wife. And then one day the wife says to the husband, they have a daughter that was like 5 years of age or younger. And then of course they live in what we call faqr by choice. MashaAllah. Aghniya'u billah. And they sometimes don't have even much to eat. So the young daughter says to her father or mother, one of them is relating the story,
Yeah, Abi, please, I need something to eat with my bread. Just dry bread, just anything. And he says, yeah, Bunayyati, apparently teaching her to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She says, yeah, he says to her, yeah, Bunayyati, is'ali Allah alalik. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that. She's telling the story, and the wondrous thing she says, the wife is saying, is that our daughter replied to me, ya Abi or ya Ummi, astahyi an as'al Allah min umur al-dunya. Astahyi an as'al Allah an shay'in yu'kal. I feel haya from Allah, oh mother, oh father, to ask Allah for something to be eaten. 5 years of age. Yu'ti Allah fadlahu man yasha. Allah Azza wa Jalla grants his sabr to whom he pleases. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.